ir achar.
Can you call up and rock this friggin' baby to sleep?
Last time, on Poochie.
Peek-a-Poochie, peek-a-Poochie. Is that a Poochie adage?
Throw a piece of cheese on the kid's face.
The baby is just loving this cheese. I almost prefer the crying. Bounce the ball at the baby, hero there.
I will.
All right. Ooh, I don't know if it liked that.
It.
Do you have any wisdom that you'd like to give to this baby so it grows up to be a smart kid like yourself?
Yes, I have wisdom to give them. If you see a pig named Peppa Pig, don't put him in a frying pan.
Keep him in order.
Yeah. Please!
You learned that? Huh? Squeak, squeak!
Baby is laughing and screaming.
Yeah, there's a little
growling.
And then there's a little gray man in the windows waving.
Mm-hmm. So. Feels like this baby is getting older now.
I wasn't exactly baby like that baby, but I was very young. Give the kid like a rock, a stick to play with. They love that kind of stuff. What's that?
The baby doesn't care for you. It's screaming every time it looks at you.
No, it's fine.
Most beautiful way to disrupt your life, aren't they?
Annie, would you like to sing to the baby?
No, thank you.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, lion
sleeps
tonight.
Just keep those peristaltic waves going, you know, digest your food properly.
Enjoy your life, baby.
All right.
Welcome to this world.
And now, this week, on Poochie.
Okay. Just trying to get my shoes real clean. I've been burnishing them for an hour. I've been had a muddy old walk to WFMU, and I've been cleaning them off with a really absorbent piece of paper. Oh, so bright I can see my future in there. Let me look at my future. Oh no. Hey everybody, it's Bucci.
Bucci?
No!
Bucci.
It's Bucci. I'm still getting things. But hold on, let me see. Crack a can of. Oh man, I need this. It's like whey protein with some collagen mixed in. Or just regular animal fats. Trying to keep that jawline defined. Man, I gotta get out of my Harvard sweater. Oh, man. Can't regulate my body temperatures going up and down. Hey everybody again. Nice to be here. She's raining in New York City today. Boy, we need the rain. That's what I've been walking around all day saying, we need the rain. It's true, because it hasn't rained in 2 months. And everything's on fire. And all my cactuses are dead. Because I've been watering them every day. Because, you know, I misread the instructions, I guess. And it's full of, it's really awful. and I'm not feeling my usual medium self. I was, getting wet and splashed, and, you know, and then I got here and I got splashed by a big puddle called Jim the Poet. Hey, Jim.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Is that baby still in here?
Yes.
I thought I heard the ghost of the baby.
No, it's here, but I've taught it just to be a little more quiet.
Cool.
I've been kind of waggling my index finger, and it seems to like that because I put a little nail polish on
well,
there.
Well, you really learned a lot last week about how to take care of a child.
It's almost like he doesn't like your voice.
I feel like I've upset the baby.
No, watch this. Unbelievable,
wow.
Right?
Wow, you're like, you're the master now.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to call myself that, but you can. Oh, my God. So, Jim, how you doing? Thank you for
great,
coming on.
Great, yeah, great to be here. It's right. A terrific show. I love the show.
Oh, wow.
Favorite show on WFMU, other than Michelle's show or Jessica's show or Scott Williams.
Sure.
It's about fifth. Maybe it's sixth.
I'm just happy to be on there. Somewhere. So, I brought you on, Jim, because I was rummaging around in my closet looking for things to talk about on the show today.
Oh, wow.
And I come across this big box.
Oh, is that what that box is?
Yeah.
You need a hand? You're all right.
Yeah.
You got it?
It's a big box.
It looks heavy.
And it is heavy, and I'll tell you why. It's full of, I remember, two years ago, I bought... I went on a spending spree, and, you know, some people go on spending sprees and buy lots of different things. I bought a lot of one thing. I bought all these windbreakers.
Oh, wow.
Because, I felt like they would be a market for them later.
Sure. They're like Beanie Babies, I mean, practically. I mean, they're just going up in price. They're just,
that's what I thought.
They're always
right?
going to come back in style.
And now that Oasis has come back reuniting,
right.
I feel like the price of them have gone up even more.
I mean, it just...
Because if everyone wants to look like that... what's the guy's name? The drummer?
There's a drummer in that band?
Pretty sure. Isn't he the windbreaker one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought they wore jumpsuits.
Liam.
Jumpsuits? Is Liam?
No, he wears the... He stays in that... in the windbreaker.
Oh, okay, cool.
Anyway, so everyone's kind of, he's reignited re-sparked the interest in these things. So
windbreakers are great because they...
This is the time to actually start selling them off. Also, it's so terrible that, people are getting gusted around, so I feel like this is a seller's market.
I just feel like it's windy out and you need to break that wind. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know...
Don't let the wind break you we are getting broken by so many things, figuratively.
It's just such a good look, you know. We all used to wear windbreakers all the time. We were happier then.
And you wore one, too?
Oh. Or
you always wore, like...
Almost constantly, yeah. I mean, I liked, snapping it up. I liked, you know, it depended some of my favorite characters on TV, like those FBI guys, when they're going in to raid, like, a place, like the IRS or something like that, they put on those windbreakers, and then they kick in the door, and they're
they
like...
They have the... It says the FBI. Yeah. I have one in my closet that says FBI, but... The I is crossed out, and now it just says FB, which I think it means Facebook now, maybe. It's in Facebook.
Oh, wow. Windbreaker.
At least I tried to imagine that.
Can you imagine Facebook breaking in, taking all your stuff? And they already have all your information, so they could come anytime.
They've come in through the outdoor.
They know when you're home and everything, you know.
Yeah. I wore a windbreaker to the prom.
Wow.
I was outside the... facility.
You were like parking cars or something?
No,
or
I wasn't invited.
You were a valet parking?
Yeah, no. Yeah, wasn't like a dress windbreaker. But anyway, so I have a bunch of these things, right?
Cool.
And what I want to do is I want to get them out of my hands and into your hands. So we're going to be selling these things.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is your lucky 50 minutes if you're looking for something like that. Because these things, these babies are resilient. They're made out of whatever windbreakers are made out of.
I'm assuming old bottles,
cotton
and cans.
Mix.
And,
it's a cotton.
Cotton?
Mix, that poly blend cotton.
Poly?
Yeah.
Some sort of, fabric of some kind.
Well, they're made of, I can promise that. And they've all been tried on. by Bucci.
Talk.
Bucci. One at a time. And they all say Station Manager Ken on the back. I wanted them to Bucci, but he vetoed that.
It was a printing error?
Well, yeah, apparently. That was some printing error. So these things are, like I said, I think people are going to want these. So if you're out there with your, coat pulled up around your ears and miserable in the rain.
Because it's gross out, you know. I mean,
it's so horrible. Then I think this is maybe the show for you. And, of what is money if for comfort?
Now, how do they pay? Like Bitcoin or some sort of offshore Cayman Islands?
No. Just email me the amount that you want to pay, and then I'll.
You just scan the dollar on like a scanner, and then you send it in, or is that how it works? Or
well, how exactly the mechanics of it? I'm gonna have to figure out over the break when I when we play some music. Then
cool.
I'll figure it out. But. Yeah, so that's kind of what we're going to... It's going to be a kind of a loosey-goosey show, because like I said, this weather's got me down, man.
Well, I mean, that's why you need something that's going to... I'm just really right up on it.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, don't take over the show with your voice.
Is this too close?
No, because it's... All I... All I want is to you to assist, but I really don't want you to turn this into one of your very successful shows.
Oh, no, I promise not to do that.
Okay. All right, so I guess we're going to go right back after the break. We're going to listen to... Let's listen to something. Jim, what do you think of when you think of music?
The Macarena song? Do we have that? Do you have that queued up?
No.
He's looking for it here.
No, there's nothing. Oh, you know what? I'm going to play something that... shows just where I'm at right now. It's the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
Miserabilism.
Great.
Only on WFMU. It seems to me there's something serious beginning. A new approach found to the meaning of life. Deny that happiness is open as an option.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is.
Buy a windbreaker off of Bucci.
Bucci. So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Some things are easy, other things are Bucci. All right, you're here with Bucci, and Jim the Poet, whose mic is going to be remained off for the rest of the hour, and he's just going to be with me, though. Just picture Jim, old Jim.
I'm here for you.
With his fingers tented in front of his chin. That's it. Just, helping along and helping the show. And what we're doing today is I have a whole gross, figuratively and literally, of windbreakers, and I'm trying to pass them on to you. Whatever you get what you pay for. That's the motto. Add Bucci. Bucci. Adage, definitely.
Adage.
All right. So who wants to buy a windbreaker?
Want to buy a windbreaker? It's free, sort of.
Call it, you got Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey.
Are you the
DJ?
I am the DJ selling the windbreakers. You have reached that person.
Yeah, I was calling about the windbreakers.
Yeah, hey, what's your name?
Emily.
Oh, hey, Emily. Emily. Hey.
How's it going?
I'm fine. You say hi to Jim briefly.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Emily.
All right, and there goes the mic. all right, hey Emily, what do you? I got this whole bunch of windbreakers. What do you want? You want to put your arms in this box and find out which one you would like the most?
Yeah, just like a blind grab for sure.
Sure,
yeah, definitely.
Okay, and why are you in the market right now? You don't have these things you don't have anything of your own.
No, I don't have a windbreaker, and it's like you said, it's it's raining. So
that's exactly right.
In the mood for windbreakers.
You know, you have all these winter coats, and I imagine by the sound of your voice, jean jackets, right? You got a whole lot of jean jackets.
I have one. Yeah.
One jean jacket. Well, okay. And I'm going to go by the sound of your voice again. You have, like, a black puffer coat. Do you have one of those?
No, I don't have a black puffer coat.
Man, I'm really gone off by the sound of my voice. It's really bad.
Are you getting the sense that I'm, like, a normie or something? Like, what?
Whoa. No, you were further away from the mic than I realized at first.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. All right.
I can see now that you have a coat made of jumper cables. All right.
No.
I'm really off today. So
I wish.
Emily, put your arms in this box and pull out one of your dreams, a windbreaker of your dreams.
That's beautiful. Am I on the radio right now, or what? How does that work?
Yeah, you're on the radio. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
You're definitely on the radio.
All right, and I'm bringing down the mic again.
All right. Aren't you supposed to ask me more questions about myself or something? Or what?
Sure. Well, we've already established what kind of coats you don't have. Do you want to?
Okay.
What kind of questions do you want me to ask you today, Emily?
I can't decide that for you.
No, it's really true. Well, that's a good question. Like, how dry do you want to be? We have all sorts of different kinds of thickness, and do you want to be? How resistant to water do you want to be? I guess is my main question.
I think thicker is best. Thick is good.
Mm-hmm. But even though you can't feel the wind and it kind of insulates you from the rest of the world, though, you don't feel like it's a little deadening of your senses?
No, I want to be deadening of, I want my senses to be.
Well, then you have called the right show, Bucci. Grab a windbreaker, please, because I need to get through this.
So how do I do that? How does that work, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you just grab it with your hands, you know?
Oh, okay.
You got it?
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Emily. WFMU, 201-209-9368. Jim, how you doing? Sorry to keep putting
on your mic. Oh, good. That was a great call.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that really
That worked out pretty well.
Well, I'm trying to give everyone what they want as long as what they want is a windbreaker.
You just have so many wonderful windbreakers here.
Yeah. One lucky person, the windbreaker will come with my driver's license in the pocket.
Oh, great.
Because I was trying them on, and I realized I left one of my driver's license in that pocket.
That will come in handy.
And I'm not going to go through all these things.
No, it's just
first.
Too many of those.
It's too many. Yeah, right. So I'm just going to. So that's going to be an added bonus for anyone who wants to grab one. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo. How are you doing?
See, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
It's been real cold and windy down here. And
okay.
I need a windbreaker pretty badly.
You do. All right, but you want some sort of. I would imagine that you wouldn't want one of my wool-lined windbreakers because that's going to be a little bit too.
I need
humid.
Your warmest windbreaker.
Really? All right.
Your finest windbreaker.
I see. Okay, what colors? I have all sorts of colors: blue, green, one that's like a off cream kind of color. What are you looking for?
Black windbreaker.
A FBW, huh?
Wow.
So you don't want one, you just want a utilitarian one. Thanks, Jim.
Thinking about that, we've got a lot of windbreakers here,
I just need one that's like flat black, I think would be really nice.
Okay, right? Grab this windbreaker, and I'm going to do a little test. Put that thing on for me, Leo, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Let's see if that thing breaks any of this wind. Hold on a second. There we go. That thing flap around, you feel?
It flapped around a little bit, but it felt really
But it
good.
Didn't get to you. It broke it, right? In front of your face,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, broke it all right.
All right. Man, well.
It's sent to the ER.
Okay, so I will, I'm going to email you my bill, okay?
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
I didn't know we had a wind machine. That was cool.
Yeah. I should have done it for Emily, too. Emily, if you want to test your windbreaker that you definitely just pulled out of this box, then call back and we'll see if it actually works.
I hope she calls back.
Yeah, me too. Caller, you got Bucci. Hey, you got your Bucci.
Hi.
Hey, who's this? There's a lot. Who is this?
This is Jackson.
Hey, Jackson, how you doing?
He has permission from his parents. He loves Bucci.
Oh, great. Hi, Jackson and Jackson's parents. How are you folks?
We're good. We're good.
Oh, good. Jackson, you don't. Are you looking for a windbreaker today? You don't have anything like that? You don't have a raincoat that's or anything like that? You're just out in the elements?
No. You want a Bucci raincoat.
Oh, you want a Bucci raincoat. Well, this raincoat unfortunately says Station Manager Ken on it. So, but it's still given to you by Bucci. So I feel like it's like the next best thing or the third to the best
yeah.
thing. Right. What are you looking for in a windbreaker Jackson?
Something that can break wind.
I just feel like this is... The play on words are going to get me.
You think that's too much?
It's just, I don't know if you can say that on the radio.
I think you can.
Okay.
I think it's okay.
All right, but any kind of like, so where are you from, Jackson?
Jamestown, R.I.
Where are you from?
Jamestown, Rhode Island.
You're from Rhode Island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm from Rhode Island as well. What's your, you want me to quiz you on Rhode Island stuff before I sell you this windbreaker?
Please.
What's the state bird of Rhode Island?
Rhode Island red.
Yeah, that's right. And what is a Rhode Island red, though? Because we're all taught, like automatons, to know what a Rhode Island red is, but we never know really what it is.
Chicken.
What?
A chicken.
Yeah, it is a chicken. That's right.
Wow.
That's a good one. All right, now you give me some Rhode Island trivia. See if I can do this.
When was Rhode Island created?
What was that? 1596, right?
Wrong.
All right.
Wrong.
So, Jackson, before I let you go, I really, do you want a windbreaker or not? I mean, we've gotten far off course.
I want a windbreaker.
Okay. So grab one. Grab one that you like.
Okay.
And I'm gonna turn this hand dryer on you and see if it let's see if it actually stands up, because I don't want to sell you something that just dissolves in the wind. Is that a Bucci adage?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Woo!
Bucci.
How's it go? How did it worked?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jackson. And nice try on that that Rhode Island trivia. Better luck next time. When was Rhode Island founded? Now I'm not going to know.
You mean by the Native Americans or by the white people?
Yes, right, by the white people.
Oh, yeah, that was like 16...
Robert Williams.
Robert Williams, yeah. He used to be part of Massachusetts.
Yeah. This is a great show. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, Jim.
Oh, got better.
Can't believe I got through.
I just got
better. I know, it's a shock.
How are you doing there? Who is this?
Zachary.
Zachary. Hey, Zachary, how you doing?
Hey, doing all right, Bucci. I'm sorry, it's such a downer.
Yeah.
I could just talk to Jim.
No, my show's on Tuesday.
I'm going to bring you down just for a second there, Jim. So, Zachary, do you want a windbreaker? You seem like you're a rich guy. You could probably afford anything you want. Why are you calling my show looking for one?
What is that? I'm a rich guy. So we just donate and they're going to give one away? Is that...
No, we have these things.
Is this part of the late Hellraiser, like the Thank Raiser or something?
No, this isn't this is because all the money's going to me. It's not going... Well, and to my storage. I have to call it my storage thing. This is outside. I shouldn't technically be doing this, but it's all outside of the WFMU umbrella and under the Bucci umbrella.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. So,
Station Manager Ken's name's on it still, right? So he's getting...
Yeah, that's true. Well, but it doesn't count if I've crossed it out and, like, shredded that part of the windbreaker, too. Because some of these windbreakers
you
are shredded.
On every one.
But they're, like, fashionably shredded. Zachary, these are great questions, but the biggest question of all is, do you want one of these things before I throw this box out into the street?
Oh, definitely. I mean, don't get rid of them.
All right, so why don't you grab one? How dry do you want to be? How resistant to wind and water do you want to be?
Oh, I want...
You want it all? The whole thing?
Yeah, one that is practically rainproof.
Well, let's see. What do I have? Water absorbent, water resistance, water... This one's just called water. I don't know what that is. And then this one is made of... denim, so it's probably pretty resistant to water, right?
Denim, that's just cotton.
Do you want one of these things or not? I almost swore.
I don't want the denim.
You know what?
One.
I'm going to turn on the hand dryer.
You said there was a black one in there?
There we go.
Isn't that where Leo got her?
Whoa! I'm so sorry that blew Zachary right off the air.
Wow.
Yeah. 201-209-9368. We're selling windbreakers at the station today. They're Bucci-branded windbreakers. They do everything you want a windbreaker to do, which is A, make sure you don't get too tossed around or wet.
Yeah.
And B, look good. There's also, for every windbreaker, you'll get a CD of the Liam Gallagher side project, BDI.
BDI.
Yeah,
oh.
The Different Gear Still Speeding CD.
Terrific.
That's going to be in there as well.
I mean, this is just all the way around a great deal.
Yeah, it's one, two. There's at least three reasons to buy.
And we might want to Febreze that air blowing machine that you're using there, because I don't know what that smell is.
Well, it hasn't been going.
I mean, my goodness.
All year, so there's a lot of dust and felt and
Wow.
Yeah, well,
Billy Jam doesn't mind.
I just want to say, this is the most popular thing I've ever done on this radio station. These lines have not stopped lighting up.
It's just a straight red across.
And meanwhile, I have never been duller and less lit up.
This is great.
Yeah, yeah. I love when people keep saying that to me, too. That really helps. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Levi.
Hey, Levi, how are you doing?
Hernia survivor.
What'd you say? What did you say?
I'm a hernia survivor.
Oh, you are, huh? Wow, yeah. You must have that locket that I have as well, which is a hernia that is with a thumbs up next to it. Do you have that? Do they give it to you? Your doctor give that to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. I just made that up, so it sounds like you're a liar there, Levi. There is no such medal or medallion.
Well, busted.
Quite a coincidence, I guess. Made it up. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, well, you're off at the wrong foot. But luckily, we don't put windbreakers on your feet, so, oh, my God. What do you want? What kind of windbreaker do you want here? Do you want a green one? Do you want one with slashes in it, a big hole under the armpit? What?
I'm looking for something in camo so I can blend in.
What were you trying to blend into?
Well,
like
I live
if you
in
wanted
Tennessee,
to, like,
so I want to fit in.
Into what? What do you want to blend into?
I want to fit in.
So you want the camouflage to be like maybe other people, or like to be camouflaged like a human skin camouflage?
No, I want to fit in with the people that I live around.
The other people who also have. Oh, I see. So you want literally like the kind of camouflage so you'll blend into them as well. Let's see if I have those. Jim, you have any questions? I got to look for this windbreaker.
Yeah, I'm curious about, is that hernia survivor thing, that's not, that you made that up?
No, that's true. Me and Bucci have that in common.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there was a kinship between...
We're tied by the hernia together.
Tied, physically tied, or tied?
Well, not anymore, because we both had our hernias.
Oh,
our
good.
Hernias are back in our respective intestines.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear that.
You feel good, right? You can lift, you can do sit-ups again?
Pretty well hurts my back, but I could do two or three if I wanted to.
Well, I'm really glad that you're feeling okay. So grab one really fast Levi. Grab a windbreaker.
Okay, I'll take this one with the pockets there.
Oh, nice.
Thank you for paying. All right, thanks, Levi.
The quarters went right in. That was good.
He was the only one who paid.
That's a shocking, because we've given away like five windbreakers already.
Yeah, I'm really losing track of how much money people owe me. And also, I've realized that I'm not selling them correctly.
We're going to have to listen back and then, we'll
I'm relying on other people to do that.
We're going to star 69 everybody who called. And...
Okay, don't say that on the radio. Call Yagabuchi. Hello, who's this? You got Shabuchi.
Hey, this is Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
You're in the mood for what? A windbreaker, I hope, right?
I've been hearing about these windbreakers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been hearing about it on this radio show only on Bucci.
Bucci.
I'm looking to get you out of my boat with these windbreakers.
Okay. What? Say again. Just repeat that sentence again. There.
Which one?
The one that you just said.
I'm looking to get you out of my boat with these windbreakers.
You want me to get be on a boat with you there?
I'm looking to get you out of my boat with these windbreakers. And how do we arrange this?
Well, I mean, it's all about the how much money you have and what do you want to spend and what kind of thing you're looking for. Like,
I'm going to discuss that. I got to set eyes on these windbreakers.
So I have to go on a boat with you and then with my box of windbreakers, and then we'll discuss this this transaction. Is that what you're saying?
It's interesting how you asked me to repeat the sentence, and now you I can't stop repeating it. I'm looking to get you out of my boat and take a look at these windbreakers.
All right, I gotta do this. I gotta do this hand dryer again.
Stand as close to the.
No, don't do it because it's gonna hurt.
Stand as close to the phone as you can.
I know a narc when I hear one, by the way.
That was a cop all the way.
Yeah, he was trying to get me to, I don't know, sell coke in my windbreaker or something like that, which is not a Bucci adage.
Don't you want to take him on a sea cruise?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think you blew all the calls away.
No, we've got one more. And this is that right now. Call Ego Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, hey, I was wondering if I could return the jacket that I just got.
Is this Emily?
This is Emily. You told me to call back.
I did. I wanted to see how it worked. Like, I wanted to, you know, I didn't know how successful the windbreaker was or if it just blew away like a dandelion spore.
It totally evaporated. Like, it just melted.
Well, what did you do with it? I mean, did you...
I went outside.
Well, that is... And... Yeah. You must have gotten one of the more papery ones. Unfortunately, you're going to get there are going to be some papery ones in the box, unfortunately. I should have said that at the very beginning.
I think it was made of paper, yeah. So well,
do you want another one? I mean, I got one that's made out of a yoga mat. That's probably pretty absorbent.
Ooh. That sounds terrible.
Well, I mean, we have one that will stand up to gale force winds, it says on the tag here. It even stands up to ant gale force winds.
Wow.
Bucci.
That sounds pretty good.
All right, so you want that one? But it's black and it's kind of a puffer windbreaker, though. So you might not want that.
Then that's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
I don't know why you keep pushing that kind of jacket on me.
I can only push what I have. You know, I can't push, you know, something I don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Jim, what do you got over there?
There's one with spangles. Do you want to try spangles?
Yes, but the spangles are in the shape of a hate symbol, though, Jim.
Is that not good?
That is an irresponsible thing.
We can't do that anymore?
No, we can't have, you
okay.
know. Emily, why don't you grab another one, the thickest one that you can possibly get, and then we're going to test it, because I really cannot have you complaining and complaining about this thing.
Yeah, because I'm going to write a review. And
well, the best place to do
yeah.
best place to do that is over there at Instagram Bucci Nights, and I accept all positive reviews.
Can you embroider this one for me too? Like, can you write my name on it
before I send it out?
On it or something?
Sure, I will write. What do you want me to write on it? I'll write any sentence you want because
can you write,
I
I'm sorry. Or something like that.
But without context, that won't make any sense. It'll make people who look at it make it seem like you're sorry about something.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. You're right. You're right.
We wouldn't want to make this unbreaker more confusing than it already is.
That's true.
What should the windbreaker say? I can embroider almost anything.
What do you want people to
This is your windbreaker, so it should be like, do you want me to say Bucci apologizes for initially selling me a shoddy windbreaker, but now he has subsequently sold me a very nice windbreaker.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I needed. All right, but put on the windbreaker there. First, I need you to pay for it. Thanks. You got one? You got a nice green and yellow one?
Yeah, I got one. Thank you.
All right. See, another satisfied customer. Oh, yeah, sorry, I turned on your microphone again.
Yeah, I was embroidering over here.
Yeah, embroidering.
It's a lot of embroidering.
I am never going to forgive the listener of this show for making this the most popular show that I've ever done.
This is a great show. This is another classic Bucci.
You say that all the time. The words ring hollow in my ears. But I'm glad that I'm at least satisfying people, because it is a cold world today, and it's rainy, and I'm hoping that people are at least walking away from the show, at least not, if not entertained, at least dry to damp.
Less moist.
Call you Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Jim the Poet.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, is this Hero?
Yes. Hi. Yes, it is.
Hey, Hero. You sound very dry right now. Why are you in the market for a windbreaker, Hero?
Oh, well, I think this is the only time you'll be selling them.
That's
so
true.
We can get it for the spring and summer and autumn.
That's right. And we even have some fur-lined ones that you might work. I don't want to tell you what. It's our dog fur-lined. But
ooh.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's a really warm dog.
People love dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. Dog is not alive.
Bucci.
Hero, what are you looking for? What kind of, what are you in the market for? You want a spring one then, not a fall one or a winter one?
I'll take a spring summer one, and then I'll take a fall one.
Do you want me to embroider anything onto it? Because I did that for Emily, and now people have been texting me, like, wait, and then cursing, why doesn't my windbreaker have anything embroidered onto it? So do you want something written on it?
No. No, thank you.
Fine. All right, Hero. Try it on. We're gonna see if this thing works. And you tell me if it works. All right. Trying it on.
Bye.
It looks what? How does it? Did it hold up?
Yeah.
There is a hole. It did blow a hole in it, though.
It's just a small hole.
Yeah.
We can patch it up.
Absolutely. That's the kind of attitude I like to hear from people who buy windbreakers from me. If there's something wrong with a windbreaker, then you will do all the work and fix it up on your end.
Right.
Yeah, goodbye.
Great call.
Absolutely.
Terrific call.
He's a good kid.
Well, I think you're selling quite a few of these windbreakers. We still got a lot left, though. I mean,
I know
plenty for whoever calls in.
Well, I started the show up to my neck in these things, and now it's at my belt line, and I'm hoping to get to my knees by the end of the or ankles by the end of the hour.
And has everybody been paying you? Have you gotten everybody's payment, encrypted and everything?
Hmm.
Did you get everybody's encrypted payments?
Caller, you got your Bucci. Oh,
that's encrypted.
Do you want one? I'm very sorry, but Dial Tones cannot buy windbreakers. Thanks, Biden. Caller, you got Bucci. Bucci.
Hey, hello?
Yeah, hey, hello. Who's this?
This is Seth.
Oh, hey, Seth. S-E-T-H.
Yeah. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's going on, Seth?
All right. Seth, what do you want?
I want a windbreaker. I'm looking for a clear one, though, so that it might break the wind by matching it, you know?
Oh.
I see. So you want a clear one, and this isn't for any sort of perverted purposes. You don't want people to see your body or anything like that. You just want it to... You want to camouflage yourself into the wind.
I've been working out a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and I
cool.
want to kind of show off.
Just because you've been working out doesn't mean that you're not a flasher of some kind. Some of my the biggest flashers of them all are super ripped.
Wow.
If you read the same Wikipedia entries that I do. You're the one who keeps talking about flashing.
Clear. I want it to be clear.
All right. Well, I want to be clear. Any crime that you commit in your windbreaker is your issue. So I don't want you committing a crime in the windbreaker and then mailing me back the windbreaker and then their DNA is all over it. Or there's some sort of description.
Yeah. I mean, if I get a ticket, I get a ticket. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay,
but,
well, all right.
I mean, do you even have something like that? Is that available?
A clear windbreaker?
Or maybe a...
It's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I have a very, very cheap one that's quite thin, and it's almost see-through. It's almost like a very thin dough. You can kind of see your hand as a shadow through it, but it isn't perfectly clear. So all the details of your rippling biceps won't be exactly visible to everyone, which may, I don't know if you're looking for that.
No, I could use a Sharpie here and there. Do you have any windbreaker pants?
Ooh.
That's what I should have gotten. Windbreaker pants.
Pants at home?
I forgot the bottoms.
Bucci.
Wow. Clear bottoms?
Sorry, you're going to have to, I don't know, make that out of rubber or something like that.
I can hit the treadmill. It's no problem.
All right, grab one really fast.
Hey, want to buy a windbreaker? It's free, sort of.
Do you want anything embroidered in it?
Just some dollar signs and maybe some cent signs.
I can't hear you over the wind. I can't hear you. Oh, no. Someday a real wind's going to come and blow me off the face of this earth. And then where are people going to be?
Alone and afraid.
It was a rhetorical statement.
Oh, sorry.
Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Mrs. Bucci. Wait, hold on. Alexa, off. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, Alexa.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Mrs. Bucci?
I'm good. I got a question for you. Why are you getting rid of all the windbreakers when I told you to get rid of all the bucket hats in this house?
Well, that's, bucket hats, there's always a need for a bucket hat, but how many windbreakers can one wear in a lifetime?
It's too many bucket hats. How many bucket hats can one wear in a lifetime? It's too many. The windbreakers are more useful.
Okay, so do you want to buy one back for me? I'll gladly sell you this whole box right back to me.
You're going to give me a windbreaker for free. You better save me a good one, and not one of the ones that says Ken on it. I don't want a Ken windbreaker.
All right, a lot of them do say that, though.
I don't want a Ken one, and I don't want a Bucci one. I want a regular one.
All right, what about a Jim the Poet one? There might be a...
That sounds good. I take a Jim the Poet one. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, Mrs. Bucci? It's a great call. I love this call.
Well, I have all these things. Which one do you want for free? How
the
resilient?
The best one you have. I want the best one. I think you should save the best one for...
All right. Do you want the one with my driver's license in the pocket? Because that one's probably going to be worth the most money.
I'm pretty sure that's out of... That's invalid, that driver's license, so don't worry about it.
But it's still a photo of Bucci.
I see you every day. I don't need a photo of you.
And that is a Mrs. Bucci adage. All right, Mrs. Bucci, why don't you put on this nice one? It's silk. And it's yeah. It's Asics, I believe. It's an Asics one. That's a good one, right?
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, all right. Now put it on. Let's see if this works. How's it holding up?
I'm still here.
Do you want to stay on the line and talk to this next person?
Yeah, sure. Can you do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, I think I lost her.
What?
Didn't lock the call.
You didn't lock it?
Call you, Bucci. Call back, Mrs. Hello? Bucci. She probably won't. Yeah, hey, Franco. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm having the show's getting a little bit better. I'm feeling a little bit drier, I guess. You're in the sunny California region of the United States, right? So what do you need for all this?
It's 72. It's very warm and breezy right now, but it's supposed to start raining tonight.
Yeah, we need the rain, right?
We do.
Yes,
we do.
Yeah.
But not at the expense of it blowing people's houses over.
Absolutely, yeah. It's raining.
Yeah, that's what's happening up the coast, you know?
I know. And there's fires in New York City. Everything, there's parks.
Crazy world we live
parks
in.
Parks are on fire here.
Yeah.
Well, good thing that'll probably just get better.
Sure, that'll be fine.
Yeah, probably just get better. That's what I'm thinking.
Everything should be nice and moist by about now.
It's the second time that word has been used, but that's fine. I'm not one of those people who back away with a crucifix at that word. I accept and will use that word anytime you want, Franco.
Sure.
Okay. What do you need? What kind of ones do you need? What kind of windbreaker do you need, buddy?
Well, this fall weather kind of puts me in a sentimental mood.
Yes.
So what I was kind of thinking is a windbreaker that Sean Ryder would have worn when he was in the Happy Mondays.
Yes, okay.
Kind of like with a zipper pouch in the front.
Yeah. Is that sort of like...
Full of ecstasy.
Sure, and his hands.
Yes.
Yes.
And a bowl cut. Now, I can't pull off the bowl cut thing.
No.
But I can swallow a lot of ecstasy.
So did
in my windbreaker.
So did Liam Gallagher rip off the whole windbreaker thing from Sean Ryder, do you think?
I'm thinking
they're both
they
from
probably did.
Well, the Manchester thing, right?
The guy from Stone Roses wore a, I think he wore one too. What was his name?
Is it Ian?
Ian something.
Ian.
Those guys all wore that. It was a Manchester thing, I think.
Yeah, Manchester.
Yeah. Okay.
And the Ecstasy.
Right. Yeah. So that's this whole thing, and so you want a Sean Ryder styled one, and it maybe it has a little bez in its pocket, right? A little bez's finger.
Absolutely, and should be large. Remember their song.
Baggy.
It's got to be a loose fit.
Yeah, loose fit. Or isn't it called baggy something? Got to be baggy.
Yeah. You know the look. I used to see them in New Musical Express, you know, grainy black and white pictures. And I said, yeah, that's the way I want to look. Of course, I could never pull that off. I'm the complete polar opposite of an Anglophile. But whatever.
What is the opposite of an Anglophile? Like, are you
a brown person?
Right.
they have brown people there, but they didn't wear windbreakers.
Right, maybe not in Manchester too. I don't know the.
Yeah,
area
there's no Mexicans in Manchester, I don't think. Anyway.
We're getting into like something that I'm just a guy trying to sell, standing on a corner trying to sell
you
a windbreaker.
What's left?
We
it's
have
a popular
all right,
show.
You
Everybody
want the,
seems to be walking away with something.
You want the Sean Ryder you want the Sean Ryder styled windbreaker? I can get you that, and I'll give you a
navy blue with a zipper pocket.
And the new Black Grape album, I'll give you that one too.
Oh wow!
Oh, nothing like that. That would be fine. But will it have both sleeves? It sounds like you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
No, it'll have both sleeves. It is a crop windbreaker, though, so it only will come up to, I mean...
Under
the armpits.
Know, the dots.
Under the armpits, I would say.
So, very good.
But the top...
That sounds really nice.
If they saw you from, over a hedge, and they only saw the top half of your body, they'd be like, oh, it's probably one of those Happy Monday-style windbreakers. And then they'll go, wait, what's going on? Where's the rest of that windbreaker?
Do you think I can get it by the time it starts raining in a couple hours?
How
does that work?
We can expedite shipping. I'll talk to Joe Magasco.
There you go. Joe Magasco. He's the man.
Joe Magasco. Joe can take care of it. He probably has, what do they call those things where they do 3D modeling? He can 3D model me a windbreaker.
Right, and then you turn around and the thing is standing in your living room.
Yeah, it's going through the cabinets in the kitchen looking for some peanut butter.
Wow.
Well, that's not something that I could predict. I mean, that's not my... If it steals from you, if this windbreaker walks around like a ghost and starts stealing things from your cabinets, again, that is not my problem, though.
The ghost of Monday's past.
Absolutely.
Good
night. Bye, buddy.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good holiday season.
Yeah, you too.
I'm probably going to, like, just hide from now on.
Yeah,
me too. Not talk to anybody.
All right. Well, just talk to Bucci. No one else.
That was a great call.
201-209-9368. We have 5 minutes to go in the most popular show that Bucci has ever done. Stop clapping.
That's my thing.
I know.
That's my M.O.
Yeah.
I thought Mrs. Bucci was calling back, though.
I think she's probably... if I look at my phone, she'll probably...
I kind of want Emily to call back on my number.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. I'm just selling... I'm just selling... Like I said... You can't ask a guy selling windbreakers for anything else.
Right. Well, we still got a bunch. So if people want to call, 201-209-9368.
Yep. What do they say?
Buy it.
Yeah. And they can be, and I can embroider it. If you need it to be embroidered, if you want me to say anything that you wanted to say, something like tune into Bucci's, subscribe to the Bucci podcast. That's a very popular one. It could, you know. Trust Bucci, yep. Or nice job.
All right. Nice job.
Some windbreakers, you know, you want to give them, you're like, oh, I'm doing a terrible, I'm having a terrible time in life. And you look down at your windbreaker and it says, nice job, good going. You're like, huh.
You feel
and
way better, like, yeah.
And then you're like, what does this windbreaker know about my pain? It's just an inanimate object.
Wow. Well,
who is it to tell me I'm doing a good job?
That took a dark turn.
Well, I look, that's what human...
Windbreaker, stop being so sarcastic.
Yeah.
Get off my back.
Yeah, yeah. Or stay on my back and just keep your zipper zipped. Let me live my own life.
Do we know why the FBI puts those windbreakers on when they go in places?
So I would imagine it's some sort of fashion thing, or maybe it's an ode to the Happy Mondays again.
Oh, well, the Happy Mondays are terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe it's so they don't get mistaken for local police.
Oh.
I don't know. Hey, it's Billy Jam is in the studio.
Hey!
You dropped your sweater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That got thrown over there.
Billy Jam, are you a windbreaker guy? Do you like windbreakers?
Yeah.
Well, take one on your way out. We got a whole box of them. 201-209-9368. We are selling windbreakers to me and Jim the poet.
It's free, Jim, sort of.
Do you want a free one?
Oh, I get one? Do you have like a burlap one? Like I'm going through kind of a like a self-punishment phase.
Oh, I see.
Before you the holidays.
A little masochistic.
Yeah, a little Advent, you know, getting ready for, you know.
You want to suffer.
I got to suffer,
but
yeah.
Be dry at the same time.
It's sort of a dry suffering.
Sure. Well, that's, I mean, perfectly understandable. I don't know if I have a burlap one. I have a, let's see. I have a windbreaker of nine tails. It's got like little leather straps with razor blades on
the
inside.
That's classy, classy.
Would that,
that would be great.
Wow, your eyes are literally lighting up.
Oh, here, let me pay you. I'm going to Venmo you right now.
Yeah, just Venmo me. And if you're looking for some suffering, this will... you found the show. Call it Gabucci. Call it Gabucci. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Who is this?
Yes, who is this? Who do I have? Who is who's on the radio looking for a windbreaker?
It's Tomp.
Hey Tomp, how are you doing?
I'm good, Bucci. How are you?
I'm okay. What are you looking for today? What can I get you? What can I put you in
you
today?
You know, I got a gripe. I got a bone to pick with you actually, and all WFMU for that matter.
All right. Yeah.
I want an Avant Ghetto windbreaker. Can you make that happen for me?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It was the best station you guys had on... it was the best station on WFMU.
Oh, okay. Well...
Guy went upstate. What the hell?
We
only got Keisha Manager Ken, whatever his name is.
Oh, Jesus! Whoa! I can't hear you! I can't hear your weird complaint. Oh, I wish I had grabbed Jim. Did you write that down? What was he looking for?
Jeff Conklin's. Remember Jeff Conklin's old show?
He just tried to give me some advice or something, and I just blew him right off the word. I'm very sorry. So I have three windbreakers left, which I'll be throwing into the street after I'm done. So come to WFMU Jersey City and grab those off the ground if you want. Jim, thank you very much for helping me out today.
This Always
has been
a pleasure.
Difficult show, but you did a great job.
Terrific job.
Helping me and pulling me out.
Nice job.
Yep. Nice job. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Right now, in the studio, we got the man, Billy Jam. He's sitting there bone dry, and he's gonna turn up the heat. And he's gonna get even more drier, I guess. All right, until next week, who listens to Bucci?
You do.
Brr.